the Delano Hospitality Suite.
Gorgeous up here. It is just so beautiful, and we got a nice sunny day for a really busy weekend. You know it's Mother's Day this weekend.
Yes. Oh.
Okay. I just thought I'd slip that in.
I have not mentioned that yet this morning, mm-hmm. So I'm glad you did so. Not the fact that, you know, for all the years you've been in the, you know, floral design business, maybe it's foremost in your mind. That must be one of the biggest flower days of the year, right?
It was huge.
Yes.
It was huge, absolutely. And it's still big, even though there's a lot of other competition, I guess you would call it, but it's still... Yeah, and I'm at a new shop, and so since we're new, we're not sure what's going to be like.
Okay, what is that new shop?
It is called Peonies Design Studio. It's in Pleasant Valley. I am trying to get her to Hyde Park.
So is that the one right next to the department store?
Yes, it is. Across the street, right across the street from the new library.
Uh-huh.
It's a white building with great big pink peonies painted on it.
Yeah, I know. Joanne came by when the day they were out there painting. She said, did you see the beautiful job they did painting and dressing up that town? So you and I have known each other a very long time. One of the things that you do now is the Hyde Park Chamber of Commerce. And then as well as it's time for the farmer's market, Paul's Farmer's Market, to get up and running.
Thank you. Yes, it is. I'm working on that and a little bit of spare time. Once I finish up our business of the year dinner tonight, then that will take focus. And I've been blessed my entire life by having good teams behind me.
Mm-hmm.
When I had a shop, I had an amazing staff. This is the third time I've been president of this Chamber of Commerce. And every time I've had a wonderful board. You can't do this by yourself. You shouldn't try to do this by yourself. And without the support of these people, you can't do it by yourself. So, you know, this is, and we were talking about sewer before. That's probably what got me so involved with this town.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably in the 80s. Our shop was on Route 9 next to Osterhout's.
Yep.
And Dwayne Pearson, who was then superintendent of parks, came into the shop. And he says, oh, my heavens, I am so tired. We had 14,000 people through the sites that weekend. 14,000 people? I'm looking out on Route 9. I'm not seeing 14,000 people. Where are these people? And why aren't they in our shops? Why aren't they in our towns? Why aren't they here in Hyde Park? Well, I know the reason from now today, 40 years later or 30 years, however it is later. But, we're talking about the development here and what it's going to mean to Hyde Park. And our infrastructure we have water. Oh, my gosh, we have water. But the other component that we need so badly, I think, is going to finally come true. Back in the, 90s or early 2000s, I was known as the sewer queen. Proudly had the golden plunger. Because we almost had it.
Yeah. Uncle Mike?
No, I was going to ask, you know, a development like this is going to change the game here in Hyde Park.
Dramatically.
Because of what you're talking about, but just the development itself and the way they're going about it. Very, very carefully, very tastefully.
I absolutely love it. I have been involved with all three sessions of this development of this property. The first two, I was frankly happy, didn't come to fruition. Excuse me, too early to be eating frogs. Because the development was so intense. The first one, just every piece of land on this property was developed. And I thought, even then, that was wrong. Then the second one was a little less, but this one is beautiful. This one is beautiful. They were, you know, even to the fact of using the wood from, 230?
The sycamore tree. It's just amazing.
And here and in, over the bar downstairs and other places. And their attention to things like this. It's important. I'm really glad we have evolved to this point where what you were talking about before, how important it is to have some open land and be conscious of what we need to live with. The development here, one of the things that concerns me as part of the chamber is if we don't get the rest of the infrastructure we need for town, we cannot survive with what's going to go on here. We either will lose the businesses that we have there then, or we certainly will not
yes.
get bigger ones to balance that out.
Yes.
And so, and we've been aware of this for, you know, that's was the ultimate solution years ago. We knew this. Oh, we have so many empty stores. Yeah, because they need water. We've got water, and it's got to go someplace.
It's 7:57. We are time to go out to a break, and then we'll be back after the news, traffic, and weather updates on WKIP from the Inn at Belfield in Hyde Park.